I interviewed a great man named Father Malachi Martin. He was very close to two popes. He was a very fascinating, very deep, very believable man.
He's done exorcisms, hasn't he?
Oh, you betcha.
Yeah.
And he believed deeply, completely, absolutely in the presence of real evil. And I mean the real McCoy evil.
Yes.
And he suggests that it is far more widespread than you can possibly believe, that many people walking down the street that you meet every single day and go by you on the street have made silent deals with the devil. He called it perfect possession.
Mm-hmm.
And so what about that brand of evil, Doctor? Do you go that far with it?
I believe, well, I'm not sure I believe in Satan, but I certainly believe that evil exists. And it's interesting because it's actually the topic of the book that I'm working on now. About
evil as a manner of behavior, Doctor?
No,
or evil,
Satan.
Evil at
Satan.
That one.
Whether or not, who is Satan? What has been our impression of Satan over the centuries? Who is he, and whether or not this is what the explanation is for evil. I don't believe in, as I said, I'm an agnostic on all issues, particularly this.
Including Satan.
Including Satan. But, if you're going to believe in God, you're going to have to believe in, if you're going to believe in the light, you're going to have to believe in the dark, right?
Well, I almost thought for a second there you were declaring a belief in Satan. It almost sounded that way, and I was going to spring it on you.
I'm looking at it just from a curiosity, from a scholarly point of view, just because, if you're interested in good, you also have to be interested in evil and how it has been viewed through the years. And frankly, the biblical view or the ecclesiastical view of Satan he's gotten a bad rap in some ways. I think that, you go back to what is the meaning of Lucifer? How do you translate that word? It means the bringer of light, knowledge.
A bad rap.
It's because of the way, who is Lucifer? Who is the snake? What did the snake do that was so wrong?
Yes.
It opened Eve's eyes. So a lot of what our view of Satan is has to do with the fact that the church, through the centuries, has not been happy with people asking questions.
Well, you talk with much more animation about Lucifer than you do about God.
It's because Lucifer is a very
dark.
No, well, it's not just dark. I think it's a very controversial topic, and it fascinates me. I don't believe he exists, but I like to look into what people have considered to be satanic, or where is the background of Lucifer. But, when we're talking about evil, I think of evil as being something completely different. To me, evil is causing human misery. That's what evil is, whether you want to say it's caused by Satan or whether it's caused by people being bad. As far as your friend, my own feeling is that we carry evil within ourselves, that people are capable of worse things than we could ever imagine. Because I write crime thrillers now, I encounter people sometimes who really kind of freak me out. I was on book tour once, and this was for the book The Surgeon, which is about a serial killer who does what Jack the Ripper once did. He cuts women open and removes their sexual organs and gets a great deal of pleasure out of this particular practice of his. So I'm sitting there signing books, and a very ordinary, nice-looking man comes up and bends over, and he whispers in my ear. He says, "Thank you for writing this book." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "You allowed me to indulge in my fantasies."
Oh, my God.
And then he took a signed book and he walked out. And I thought, how many people are walking the streets with these fantasies? Now, I'm not saying that he did anything wrong, but my feeling is that there are a lot of people who have.
Yeah, but you had to imagine that as a possibility.
Yes, who think about these things, who enjoy these things, who maybe love
Yikes.
To fantasize about these, but never actually act on their impulses. So luckily, most human beings are able to, put a clamp down on the inappropriate things they know they could do. What is scary, though, is when you get into a situation such as after the bird flu, or when civilization breaks down, or when there are no police forces, And then these crazy people, these, well, not necessarily crazy people, but evil people, feel
yes.
free to do what they want to do.
Yes.
And that's why, you talk about guns. I can understand the logic of having one, yes.
Well, if you have all the other things you named, you're going to need a gun.
To keep your family safe.
Yes. As quickly as the bird flu would spread, I think that man beginning to cross that line between fantasy and action would be even faster.
Well, desperation leads people to do some pretty horrible things. You're taking care of your family. Well, that man over there is taking care of his family, too. And if it involves getting rid of you, then he'll do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Regarding evil, from a scientific point of view, do you think that it is hereditary? Do you think it is passed from father to son or skips generations like some other things, that evil is a inherited, it's just in the genes?
There are some really kind of disturbing cases of families who do stuff together. and I think we talked about this once before. There was a case in Oregon of a young man who called up the police and said, my dad raped my girlfriend, and by the way, I think my dad is capable of some worse things. And they dug up the father's backyard and found some dead girls. Apparently, he had been a serial killer. He'd been killing girls in the neighborhood. Yes, and so this came out in the news, and then what followed up was interesting, was that this serial killer's father was in jail at that moment for having killed girls and burying them in exactly the same way. So here you are, this young man, your father is a serial killer, your grandfather is a serial killer. It's got to make you wonder about whether or not there's any genetic stuff going on.
Well, do you wonder hard about that?
There are cases of people who, there is a Dutch family who apparently every male in that family had been in prison, and it appeared to be a genetic defect.
I mean, you mentioned about the killing the women in that certain horrible way and then burying the bodies, and grandfather and father and son. I mean, just that much alone, it would seem the odds against that, they could probably do that, work that up in a computer someplace and find the odds, but they'd be so astronomical that...
That's right. Was it childhood influence, or was it genetics? That's hard to tease apart, except for that one Dutch family. We just go back through the centuries. You can find families that they make their living off being predators. There's a whole Scottish family. It's called the Sawney Bean family. I think it was back in the 1500s. They would get people who were traveling. The family would just descend on these people, would drag them back to their cave in Scotland. It was like on the seashore, so at high tide you could not see the mouth of the cave. And there were, I believe, like 70 members of this family living there. And they would rob these travelers, and then they would take them back and eat them. They would eat them.
Oh, my God.
It was just the most feral kind of creatures you could imagine. And what ended up happening was they set upon one couple, and there were other people who were traveling the road and were able to fight them off. And the authorities sent soldiers out. They realized we have a real problem here. There were people disappearing constantly in this part of Scotland.
Yes.
And they located the cave. They went into the cave, and they found thousands of human body parts.
Thousands?
Yes. Things had been eaten, bones, leftover remains, and they found these people, and they dragged out the whole family, and they were all executed. Pretty quickly. I think it was clear to them that they were dealing with a family of monsters.